Later this morning, a new Cork Kerry service for Ruhama will be officially opened. Ruhama helps people impacted by prostitution, sex trafficking and other forms of commercial sexual exploitation. This new service is in response to the growing demand for supports for victims of human trafficking and sexual exploitation, according to the NGO. Last year, Ruhama helped around 1,000 victims, 95% of whom were female. CEO of Ruhama, Barbara Condon, is on the line. Good morning, Barbara. Today you're opening that new service in the south of the country, but you're also publishing research which highlights what you call serious deficiencies in accommodation for victims of human trafficking. Can you tell us what you found?
Good morning. Yes, so there was a number, I suppose, of key findings. And I suppose one of the main ones was that Ireland was the only country, there were seven other countries studied across Europe, and Ireland was the only country studied that didn't provide specialist accommodation for victims of human trafficking for sexual exploitation outside of the international protection system. Another key finding was that the current model of accommodation leaves victims and survivors very vulnerable to being re-exploited and re-traumatised. And within the women that were interviewed, over 40% had experienced periods of homelessness in Ireland. And also the findings show a really clear correlation between the model of accommodation and recovery. The data gathered from the victim survivors, it demonstrates that there's a clear lack of safe and appropriate accommodation, that the clear lack of it, it negatively impacts on recovery across a wide variety of areas.
And what kind of unsafe and inappropriate accommodation, Barbara?
So basically, it's the vast majority of women would be housed in direct provision, and they're sharing rooms. We have had women sharing rooms with up to 8 to 10 other people, and you can imagine sharing with people from all different cultures, all different backgrounds. The biggest, I suppose, unsafe thing is the gender issue, because women have been masked when they have had to endure sexual acts that's forced against them, so they don't know a lot of the time they don't know who they've been with. So the biggest trigger for them when they're in a centre is a man. And you know, you have to dine in communal areas. Like, we had one woman describe to us, you know, when she arrived in the evening time, she went to her room, and the next morning when she woke up and she went down for breakfast, you know, she just ran back to her room and stayed there because she was so triggered when she saw everybody there. So it's the lack of privacy and, you know, the sharing with strangers, because it's strangers that endured all the horrific abuse that was put upon them.
Do you find that it leaves them vulnerable to being targeted again?
It absolutely leaves them vulnerable to being targeted again. You know, and a really good example of that was during COVID. It's known that trafficked victims are housed in indirect provision, and when everything shut down during COVID, you know, there was men, you know, who still wanted to purchase sex, and they were targeting direct provision centres because they knew that there was women there that were like highly at risk, and also they knew people were very desperate because of in terms of having no finance as well.
So are these women mostly foreign nationals?
Yes, 90% of who we would see is foreign nationals. Last year we saw women from over 51 different nationalities. So it's really, really broad in terms of the spectrum globally of the amount of victim or where they come from.
So you're calling for safe and appropriate specialist accommodation for victims of trafficking for sexual exploitation in Ireland. What would that look like? How could that happen?
So we do have a pilot running at the moment. It's run by DePaul Ireland in partnership with IPAS. It's called Rose's Place. It's a small 8-bed unit, and it's gender specific, and it's only for females. And it's a specialist service where there's wraparound supports. But we want that upscaled, and we want more wraparound supports around case management, trauma support, counselling, and the access to specialist health services, interpretation and legal services. Part of the problem at Rose's Place, it's a great service and women have done really well in it, but it only serves 8 women. It doesn't allow for their children. It doesn't, there's difficulty with move on accommodation. So it needs resourcing in terms of upscaling. And it also, what we would need is a move on step down and then own door accommodation in the community. So we need, and it only serves women who are coming through the international protection system, and not everybody is eligible to go through that system.
So a couple of elements there, Barbara, and issues that need to be resolved. Listen, thank you so much for joining us on the programme, Barbara Condon, CEO of Ruhama. Thank you. It is 27, 26 minutes past 8.